Welcome to the special podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, with Paul Abel at the grand opening of the new Summit building in Scarborough.
Praise God. Well, please take a seat. So one of the main purposes, obviously, of this building is to be a place of worship. But one of the reasons we're so delighted to have people representing the community here tonight is because it's also very much part of our heart to be a building that's part of the community. And to give you a quick tour of some of the things that are happening without actually going round, although you're very welcome to do that later on, is obviously this is the main centre, which isn't used just for gatherings like this. It can also be used for children's clubs and youth events and things like that, particularly, obviously, with music. Just down there through those windows is an area we call the lounge and the creche. There's a parent and toddler group just up and running called Little Builders that's meeting down there during the week. And again, all these things obviously are open to everybody, not just people who are part of the church here. And down in the very bottom corner, you can't really see, but there's also windows, there's an area we call the Den. And that's going to particularly be linked into the work of the youth angels, which need a base as well as the street work that we do. So there are various grant applications that we have in that by the grace of God we will succeed upon, and then it will become a lot more than it is now. At the moment it's an empty room with a big screen, although we do have a big screen projector, so we can watch films in there, and with the licensing authority in the room, yes, we do have the correct licenses. And for live music. But, yeah, that will be developed. We are looking to get some PlayStations and Xboxes and table football and games and things down there so that young people can be occupied in different ways. And so we'll expand all the way through. This is our coffee area, which is open around a lot of our meetings, but we're also looking to have it open in some early evening times. Soon we will be opening on a Saturday evening just to provide an alternative non-alcoholic venue and somewhere particularly aimed at young adults. And we do actually have a lot of young adults that are already saying, yes, I want to come, I'd like to be there. And it gives you, as we can staff it, we'll stay open later so that young people can come in and be there. And also it's part of the safe haven for the street angels, somewhere that somebody can be brought who's in a vulnerable condition and come out. And then upstairs, there's a whole conference area. It's sort of up there. That's the outside. But up there, there's a conference area, which we also use for additional children's work and children's worship on Sundays. And so the whole place has just been absolutely one of God's provision. And we're so thankful for it. As you probably know, the Street and Youth Angels is a Churches Together in Scarborough initiative. I'm the chair of the Scarborough Street Angels, and Brian Ward, do you want to just stand up for a minute, Brian? Brian here is also one of the senior leaders. Oh! You've done it now. It seems that a lot of you know that Brian is the Street Angels coordinator. He knows our streets very well after midnight. And they can be quite different, let me tell you. Especially this street. Oh, hallelujah. Anyway, I don't want to go through too much of the stuff we do. But what we'd like to do, because of our passion for Street Angels, is show you the Street Angels promo. It's actually starting to date now, because it doesn't even mention the Youth Angels. We made it some time ago, but I still think it's very valuable for those that don't know what it's about. So if we could just indulge you for 4 minutes with the Street Angels video.
Street Angels. If you need help, we're there for you.
You want me to say amazing? I should stop talking nonsense. People inspire me. Beauty inspires me. Freedom inspires me.
As Street Angels, we're out on the streets late on a weekend night to be there for people when we're needed, particularly for those who are vulnerable or in difficulty. Wearing our distinctive blue jackets, we are a visible presence on the street, helping to improve the safety of those who are using our bars, restaurants, theatres and public transport. We're building up relationships in our community so that people know that we are there to help and be available to call the appropriate services if they are needed. So, how does this benefit us all? Street Angels are seeing a reduction in street crime, including violent crime and antisocial behaviour, and an increase in the effective use of the emergency services.
We're always inspired to fulfil a big vision or a big dream, but then we miss the little. So vital and so important in fulfilling that bigger goal or dream.
So, can you just go around and make sure everyone's alright, because you don't volunteer right
now? Yeah, make sure.
That is real, real good.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I've been rescued by a street angel. Hey, I'm really grateful to you, thank you very much.
But basically, you see someone cabbage doing corn.
Oh, yeah, that's good, actually, is that? Yeah.
Well done, brilliant.
As a church-led team of volunteers, we aim to demonstrate the practical love of Christ on our streets. But the team is of people from all backgrounds. Not all of us go to church, but we all want to make our town a better place to be.
We're delighted to have Street Angels in Scarborough. We are very much aware of the success that it's brought in other towns up and down the country. Because one thing we realise, if we want to make the place a safer place, It all depends on strong partnership working. And it really has been a success. It's made a difference. The feedback that I'm having, that it's having a significant impact, a significant difference to the nighttime economy and the problems that brings in town.
Street Angels are there to help people to enjoy themselves. I think it's an excellent idea for Scarborough. I see them as a great assistance for the police. The angels are present on the street, looking after vulnerable people. They assist the police by helping the public. Street Angels deal with vulnerable people. They can help provide the reassurance that we can't always do. It's about the community helping itself, and if the church take a lead on that, as they have done in this positive way, then could be better.
The council and the police came to the church asking if we could help, where they're having trouble with pub and club goers, with the violence on the streets. Our presence being out there, it just helps people to enjoy themselves more. The church to be able to make a presence on the streets, rather than being in the four walls of a building, we're able to take out and demonstrate the practical love of Jesus Christ on the streets. What we do on a night out is we stop, we chat to people, we give out flip-flops, we also pick up bottles and glasses. I really believe that with us going out under the banner of Street Angels, it makes the streets a lot safer.
Street Angels are a group of people who want to make a difference in our town. We know it's a great town, and by being out there on the streets, we can help people to feel safer and help people to get home. The other great thing about this project is it's the churches together in Scarborough, Safer Communities, Scarborough Borough Council and the North Yorkshire Police all working together as a community to make Scarborough a better place.
So praise God. So one of the things that you saw that's very much our heart as a church, and I think part of the heart of the church altogether in Scarborough, whatever the different congregations that we have, is a desire to work together in our communities. And so I was delighted when I asked Hilary Jones if she would just say a few words on this evening. I hope you remembered, Hilary. If not, you're still going to say a few words. So let's welcome Hilary up to the stand here.
Good evening, everybody. To be fair, I will say a few words because I think tonight itself says it all. When I first came to Scarborough, very early on, I had a quick introduction to the nighttime streets, and in particular, that was the beginning of me being a huge supporter of what you do and meeting you. I think what the Street Angels and the Youth Angels now are providing is one of the best demonstrations of what can be achieved by partnership working. And from the council, but also as a residence, that's what I think we're looking at, is partnerships in action. And it's the only way, really, that I think we are actually going to tackle what people have come to call, you know, the wicked issues that hit society. What I would say is, you're a visible presence. Street angels, youth angels, they're a visible presence on our street. I feel they make a positive difference. I've seen what they do. And I think having someone on hand to talk to you, to listen to you, to give you practical help, when you're at your most vulnerable, for me, that's an absolute vital part of the partnership that we've got that's brought down crime and antisocial behaviour, and as importantly, fear of crime, year on year on year. You know, we're turning in the tide in Scarborough. We're seeing crime, antisocial behaviour and fear of crime coming down. And I think that's a huge achievement. I think that the volunteer aspect of the services that you provide and the things you do with the community and for the community, the fact that people do take time, they commit their skills, they work unsocial hours, and sometimes in not very nice environments, is a positive role model for everybody. And I think in particular the work with the youth angels, I have to say, is very dear to my heart. I think any of us who have families, it becomes very dear to your heart. You know, they make it all sustainable. You know, they're providing peers for young people. They're credible messengers. You know, it's no good me going out there and talking to 17, 18-year-olds and saying, this is the way I think you could do. I'm not a credible messenger. I think they're showing our young people that you can have great fun, right, but you don't have to take huge risks. And I think that working to keep our young people safe from risky behaviours, providing the opportunities, and what a great place now to do it, that are exciting, that are bang up to the minute, you know, that's what young people want. I think you're helping young people grow safely in confidence and to maximise their potential. Now, with the opening of the summit, you're right here in the heart. What more could we want? What more could we want from our partnership? So all I want to say is a big thank you as a resident on behalf of the council, your partners. You know, thank you for everything you do. This will be, you know, cement the continued sustainability of all the great things you do. Thank you very much.
I would just like to stress at this point that please remember that Street Angels is not Kingdom Faith's initiative. It is across the whole churches. And one of the best things for me about Scarborough is that there is only one church in Scarborough. We've got many different cultures, many different congregations, but we all believe in Jesus Christ. We're particularly honoured that Father Eustace is here tonight representing the Coptic Church of Egypt. And many, many others. There's so many, I can't mention you all, I'm sorry. But what I'd like to do now is, we're also honoured to have with us tonight the Reverend Mike Lee, who, as I said earlier, is the chair of Churches Together in Scarborough. And being as this is a church, I know it might look different to some of your pictures of what a church building might look like, but being as it is a church, we're going to have a short time of prayer. And the Reverend Mike Lee is going to open that time of prayer just by, whatever he's got, really. But what I'd like to invite to do, any church leaders or ministers or people of that position, if you feel able to, it'd be great if you could come and join us here at the front. And then when Mike has finished his particular prayer, if you could all scramble and fight for the mic, and then you could say your bit. No preaching allowed. No, seriously, if some feel that they could also just pray. We don't want to just pray for Kingdom Faith. It would be great to ask God's blessing on this place. But let's pray for God's blessing on our town. Yeah. Amen. So, Mike, would you come forward? And any other leaders who feel able to pray, please come forward as well. That would be really good. just come forward. Come on, Clive. Come on, Brian. Come on, Brian or Lynn. Sam, do you want to come? Come on, Sam. You can just stand here. You don't actually have to have the microphone. It does bite, though. Okay, let's hand over to Mike.
Heavenly Father, we gather here from different places, and we've come tonight especially to pray your blessing on this new venture and this new church. And we thank you, Lord, for all you're doing here. We thank you for the way that you've shaped this church as Kingdom Faith Church, and the way you've moved them and guided them over the last few years. We thank you for all the work that's taken place to make this day happen and this moment in the history of the church happen. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless Kingdom Faith. We pray that you will guide us. We have a wonderful church, Lord, diverse and many colours and many varieties. And Lord, we thank you for the colour of Kingdom Faith Church. We thank you for the way that you shape this church and use these people here. We pray that what they do is in your name. We pray, Lord, that everything that is done here will bring glory to your name. And we ask, Lord, that you will really guide Paul and all those who are in the leadership of this church, that you'll give them strength in the Holy Spirit to move them and shape them in your ways. Lord, we know there is so much that's going to happen here, and we pray that in anticipation that you are right at the heart of everything that happens here. We pray your blessing and your strength today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you tonight, and we just want to thank you for your provision. Father, the greatest provision that you gave us was the love in your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you that with him at the center of everything, Lord, of this town, of the churches together in Scarborough, Lord, we just thank you that you say where there's unity, you command a blessing. And Father, we thank you for the unity of every church represented both here and those that can't make it tonight, Father God, but for the church, the one church, Father God, in Scarborough town center and the surrounding areas. And Father, for every work that goes on, as well as the work that of the street angels and the youth angels, Lord, every activity of churches together, the healing on the streets, the healing on the beach, Father, every church activity that takes place, Lord, to see a reduction in crime, in antisocial behavior, to see people's lives change and turn around. Father, for people to come out a place of depravity, Lord, into a place of your love. Father, we just thank you that through each of us, Father, your love continues to flow over this town, over the council, Father, over every partnership with the church in this town, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we just want to thank you too very much for all that you're doing in the borough of Scarborough too, in the areas, and we see partnership going on there in Eastfield and Marrowcliffe and so many different ways. And we thank you that as a church, Lord, we can partnership with different, with the council and with different groups that are all seeking to serve our community. And we just bless you for, we all have a real love for our community, Father, as a church, and those working in official positions want the best for our town. And we just thank you for all that you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you for your goodness and your love in this generation at this time. Thank you, Lord, that you've got a time for everything. And Lord, your planting and your fruitfulness is brilliant. But it just comes at the right time. Thank you, Lord, for your church in Scarborough as a whole that is alive. It's alive and it's growing. According to the statistics nationally in the UK, the UK church is now growing. The graph has changed. It's an upward climb now. Lord, we thank you that that's been reflected here in Scarborough. Thank you, Lord, for a unity amongst church leaders. Thank you, Lord, for a real fellowship and friendship and oneness together. And Lord, in that oneness together, Lord, just sharing hand in hand with the community and seeing lives changed and homes changed and marriages changed. Lord, our plea is that you would continue to build strongly in these days. And that, Lord, there wouldn't be a separation of church and community, but there'd be one body in these days, seeing a great town grow and become better and better all the time. Thank you, Lord, for the civic opportunities that are being presented right now, that the church is taking up and leading and taking responsibility for. And we pray that you give us faith together to go forward and break barriers, to go up a level, to move on forward, Lord, to the glory of your name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And thank you, Lord, for the planting of Kingdom Faith here in the town and here in this strategic place, this particular road and this particular part of the road as well. And Lord, we just bless you. But Lord, this is a provision from you. And we pray that you anoint the body here, strengthen the body here, envision the body here. Lord, enable the body here by the power of your Spirit, Lord, to be ignited by you. And Lord, to go on from strength to strength. Lord, we thank you for us, for every church in the area. And Lord, tonight we say thank you. We place on record our thanks to you for KFC. And pray, Lord, that your anointing and your blessing would rest upon everyone within the body, especially the leaders, Lord. Just lead, we pray, and bless, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, as one of your servants once said, unless your presence goes with us, do not send us up from this place. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless your presence goes with us? So, Father, tonight we ask your blessing on this building, on this church, on this community. We ask more than anything else that the presence and the fragrance of Jesus Christ would be in this place. That as people step over the threshold of this place, they would sense something different because you are here. Father, we are in a town where there are broken people, and your Son came to mend that which was broken and put right that which was wrong. Would people find wholeness? Would this place be a sanctuary for youth, for anyone in the community, anyone who has any need, anyone who doesn't think they have a need? This is the place, Lord. We pray that your presence would be here. And Lord, we pray your presence would be here, not just for now, but for the generations to come. Because we're praying it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the gift of this building. Father, we understand that once it was a certain place, but now it is an awesome place. Because you are here, you've chosen to use this particular building as part of reaching out into this community, into this town. Father, we thank you that when Jacob had that dream and he suddenly realized you were in that place, it moved from just being a place, a certain place, to becoming an awesome place. And it became a gateway from heaven to earth. And we thank you that what you're going to do here, Father, and in touching people's lives and reaching people's lives, that this is like a gateway from heaven to earth, and people having their lives totally transformed and turned around as they meet with you as the living Savior. So, Father, we thank you for your hand upon the church here, upon what you're going to do in and through this building out into this community. And we just speak your abundant goodness, Father, over all the partnerships, over all the things that are developing in this town. And we thank you that the best is yet to come, and this is just the beginning of turning the tide in this town, in this area. So we exalt your name and your word over this place, over this church, and over the church in Scarborough, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We speak peace to this house. May this be a place where many come to find peace. May this be a place where many come to find hope. May this be a place where many come to find healing. May this be a place where many come into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the strategic partnerships in this place. Most of all, we thank you for partnership with heaven. Lord, we thank you that for the great and effective door of ministry that has opened here for many to find a glad welcome home. Lord, we pray a blessing on the church in Scarborough. We pray a blessing on the community in Scarborough. May this be a beacon of light. May it be a place that others look to seek guidance for the way forward, in partnership to bless community and for your glory. Amen. Lord, thank you for each person here tonight, faithful and committed to you. And Lord, as I just look along this row of church leaders, I give you thanks and praise that we can stand together in unity. Lord, may your kingdom come on this town as in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, you have blessed us. Father, you have raised us up in Christ. Father, you have empowered us by the anointing of your Spirit. But Father, you have blessed us that we may become a blessing to our neighbours. You have raised us up that we may lift others into your healing love. You have empowered us that we may share that power of your love with our community. Father, as you have met us here tonight, send us out as your people and let your love flow from our lives. May your Spirit do a mighty work through us because we are passionate about Jesus. May your mighty Spirit give us your passionate heart for Scarborough, that we may build your kingdom in this place. We may declare your love to our neighbours. We may see lives changed through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. That was good. Well, you are in church, so this is the sermon. You're laughing. I'm serious. Oh, praise God. We are so thankful again to everybody. I wish everybody that was here could have some time to have some words and time to speak, but we'd be here much longer. And I think it's good just to keep going for a few more minutes, and then we can break and we can have coffee and tea, and I'll tell you all about that in a minute. And those that need to go can go. But I have got a sermon, so here we go. Are you ready? I want to ask you a question. Do any of you drink wine?
Yeah.
Some of you are wondering whether there's a trick in this. Come on, it's a very appropriate question in this area. We're in a nightclub sandwich in this building, so it's... Who's ordered wine in a restaurant? I bet there's more of you, really. You're just worried in case I get all churchy and point at you, sinner. You drinketh. Anyway... But what I love about the restaurant is we all partake in this kind of weird game. You know, it's the wine coming to the table game, where we all have to pretend that we know something about wine, but we don't. You know, I know that there's red and there's white and there's a dodgy pink one, that as a man, if I'm caught drinking, I could be in trouble. You know, it's sort of like, oh, pink, real men don't drink pink wine. I like it. Especially cold. But I'm sure there are connoisseurs. There are connoisseurs of wine, but be honest, do you know any? There are a few people actually nodding in this room. But what the thing about restaurants and the wine thing is, it's like a theatrical production that happens in every restaurant, even around the town here. And you're sat at the table with friends. None of your friends know about wine either. And the waiter comes over to you, who knows nothing about the wine either, and says, would you like the wine list, sir? Because you have to speak like that, apparently, if there is a wine list in a restaurant. Would you like the wine list, sir? Now, let's be honest, they might as well say, would you like the Tomb of Incredulous Grammatical Improbabilities, sir? Because it wouldn't make as much sense. But because we're all playing this game, we open the menu and we scour down the menu. Not the words, the prices. Well, we don't dare say the words because it would probably come out like something, I'll have a canny bear and a savvy nun, please. But we look. It's too risky to name, as I say, but we come out with something eventually, and the waiter says, very good, sir, and walks away. But he still doesn't know what the wine's like, really. But this is only the first act of the wine production in the restaurant. Because the next act when you actually start to think about it, it's even more strange. They come and show you the bottle. You're having a fantastic conversation with your friends around the table. It's really buzzing. There's a bit of atmosphere going. And suddenly, a bottle is thrust in your nose. Now, if you had chosen a burger, do they go and get a packet of burgers from the kitchen and say, "This is the packet, sir. Maybe take your burger from this packet. It is a very nice packet, as you can see." But because we're playing the wine game, we look at the packet and we approve the packet, and then it has to be opened. And then there's a great ceremony with opening, even if it's a screw top. And the next part of the great wine theatrical production is the tasting. Now, often people think they are tasting to see whether they like it. But really, it's to see whether the wine has been corked. And we still taste whether the wine has been corked with a screw-top bottle. In other words, it's like we're testing the wine to see if it tastes funny. But again, can you imagine that with any other part of your meal? Say you're ordering the after-dinner coffee, and out comes the milk waiter. "Would sir like to smell the milk? We think it might have gone off a little. Perhaps just taste a little, madam." Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, it's all cheesy. But the wine game must go on. Anyway, you taste it. Yes, that's wine. I've had it before. I know that taste. No one sneaked Ribena into the bottle. We can all drink it now. Now, you might think, why am I talking about all that? Well, because I would say to you that I think life is a bit like this wine production, this wine theatrical production, where we're all playing a game where we're afraid that someone at one point might actually find out that we don't know very much. They might discover our real feelings, our real desires, and our real wants and our real needs. There's this huge gaping hole in society. God is the proverbial elephant in the room. There's intense, thoughtful, intelligent, thought-provoking sociological and psychological studies in the condition of humankind. Why is society breaking down? Why were there riots on the streets of London last year? Why do we have these problems on the streets here? But the elephant is in the room. There's women and men in white coats doing the studies, squeezing around the edges of the room because the elephant's in there. But nobody dares mention the elephant. Jesus, of course, mentioned the elephant. I just want to read you a story that I'm sure many of you know well. Don't worry, we're nearly finished. I never preach for more than 2 or 3 hours at a time. See, if you don't know me, you could be really worried now. But I could be telling the truth. I am. It's called The Parable of the Prodigal Son in most Bibles. It's kind of a weird title because it's not about just one son who's got lost. It's actually about a father and two sons. And that's what I just want to continue with, because Jesus is talking about the elephant in the room. Then Jesus said, "There was a father who had two sons. The younger one said to him, 'Father, please give me a share of the inheritance that is due to me.' So he divided the property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered his possessions together and left for a distant country, where he wasted his inheritance by indulging himself in an immoral lifestyle. But a severe famine struck that land when he was broke, leaving him destitute. In desperation, he found a job locally with a farmer who sent him into the fields to feed his pigs. The son longed to eat the pig's swill, he was so hungry, but no one gave him anything. But it did bring him to his senses, and he thought, 'How many of my father's servants have more than enough to eat? But I am starving with hunger. I will return to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned before heaven and you. I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Take me on as one of your hired servants.' So he set out for home. His father saw him in the distance and, filled with compassion for him, run to welcome him with a big hug and a kiss. The father said, Father, I've sinned against God and against you, and I'm no longer worthy to be your son. But the father immediately cut him off and said to his servants, go quickly, fetch the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring for his finger, bring a ring for his finger and shoes for his feet, and kill the fattened calf so we can celebrate, because this son of mine was dead and now he is alive again. He was lost and now he was found. I'll get that word right in a minute. It was going so well till that point. He was lost and now he is found. In fact, I've completely lost my place. Oh, there it is. So they began the celebration party. And then the story carries on about the older son. I'm not going to read that because of our time constraints. But the older son has been home with the father all the time, working in the fields. And he gets jealous of the new son. He can't understand why the son that's already squandered everything coming home is being rewarded with a fatted calf and a great big party. And he doesn't want to be part of the party. And he sulks. And the father goes out to find him. But at that particular point in this story, he's having nothing to do with it. And there's so much, and I really could speak for a very long time on this parable, and I'm not allowed to. But I want to say to you that the elephant in the room that is God is portrayed by Jesus in this poem, or in this parable, as a father, as a God whose arms are open. And I want to, for those of you that aren't part of any church, I say I'm sorry to you for the times where we've portrayed a church that is judgmental and brings condemnation. Because the elephant in the room is a God whose arms are open wide. Not only are his arms open wide, but he's looking out for the moment anyone turns to him. There are massive issues in society. There is a gaping hole in society. But there is a God who is ready not only to fill that hole, but overwhelm people with his incredible love that he has for them. In the first part, we sung a hymn that was written, oh, now that's his testimony, I should have prepared this. I think in the 18th century, John Newton's hymn, Amazing Grace. It was probably written maybe even as a poem originally with no music. It's an amazing hymn because it's had verses added to it and musical bits added to it. It's been changed, it's been recreated throughout all generations. And we sang one of the latest variations tonight. And when we finish in a minute, we're going to give you the opportunity to sing it again because now you've learnt it. But that hymn expresses how you feel when you encounter this wonderful Father, Amazing Grace. How can it be? How can it be that you love me so much? And our passion here, as you've heard tonight, and thank you for your kind words, Hilary, that was wonderful, is to engage with our community. And we want to be a church that's part of the team church, it's part of the team with the police and the council that's making a positive difference in Scarborough. That is very, very dear to us. But the other thing we will always uphold is that there is hope. And there is a message of love. And when we have the opportunity, and you are sitting in church, we will share our gospel of good news that Jesus Christ died for us so that we could have a relationship with God. He is the gaping hole in the room. I'm not going to call you all forward to give your lives to Jesus. But in all seriousness, it's a great adventure to go on. And it is an adventure that Jesus brought for everyone. In that parable, it's for those who go out and blow it all, or it's for those who stay at home. The Father is there for them. It's for those who come back down the hill staggering, or it's for those that are out in the field working. There's a Father looking out for them. And as you go out from this place tonight, it's great to hear about the street angels. It's great to hear about what church is doing. But I pray also that you would have gone away and said, yeah, I heard about Jesus Christ who loves the world. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, as I mentioned, this is just about the end. And we're going to sing Amazing Grace. We would like, but don't feel pressured in any way that you have to take part in this, please. But I know that some of our friends and family want to be part of this very much. So during the last song, which is going to be Amazing Grace, as I mentioned, we are going to take up an offering. So there'll be buckets that come down the line. You don't, as I say, have to put in. If you would like to, you can put in whatever you would like. It's going to go to the work of everything that Kingdom Faith is involved in. If you want to write a cheque, you make it payable to Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, because that's our bank account name. If you want to use a card, then there's payment slips in the bucket. Don't worry about holding it up. That's absolutely fine. Or take it out and write it and put it in later on. Hand it in at reception. When we finished the song, and that really is the end of what we have tonight, but we hope you can hang around a bit longer. As I say, we're very honoured to have the Deputy Mayor and Mayoress here tonight, and we're very honoured to have Robert and Maureen Goodwill with us here tonight, and they're going to be around for a little while so you can talk to them about our community or about what they thought about tonight. I don't know, whatever you want to talk to them about. Now, what we're going to do, I'm going to tell you this all now so I don't have to do it at the very end, is that we've got free tea and coffee, and we've got coffee and tea you can pay for. Duh. But the free tea and coffee is down in the den, where I mentioned the youth area will be as we install the equipment. So that's all down there. It's filter coffee, so it's nice stuff. And there's tea and coffee down there. There's also decaf coffee and rooibos tea down there. And there's a resources centre in there if you want to take a look at that. If you want something a little more elaborate, like a cappuccino or a frappuccino or a mocha or a hot chocolate with all the works or whatever you would like to experience the cafe will be open too. Okay? And that's the reason the cafe's there. So I hope you've had a great night. And so shall we all stand to praise God for one last song, and we'll take up that offering. Are you okay for that, Peter? Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. We're here every Thursday, 7:30, every Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, and many other times in between. Hallelujah. Thank you for being with us once more. We've loved to have you here. We've really enjoyed just celebrating together. It's fantastic to have the support of not just this front row, but all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy your tea and coffee and the conversation. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.